This is Radio Nepal. I am Asen Srestha with the news, the headlines first. Opposition parties obstruct both houses of the federal parliament, demanding clarification regarding Prime Minister Balendra Shah's statement. Committee formed to probe indecent behaviours of lawmakers in yesterday's House of Representatives meeting. Three people, including the driver, killed and five others seriously injured in jeep accident in Dailek's Bhairavi rural municipality. Rashtriya Swatantra Party's chairperson Rabindranath Chane in New Delhi for 5-day India visit, and Israel Prime Minister orders strikes on Beirut suburbs as Hezbollah conflict escalates. Now the news in detail. Opposition parties have obstructed both houses of the federal parliament, demanding clarification regarding Prime Minister Balendra Shah's statement in House of Representatives meeting on Sunday. The meeting of the House of Representatives was adjourned until tomorrow after opposition lawmakers continued to obstruct proceedings, demanding clarification over Prime Minister Balendra Shah's remarks on the Nepal-India border issue. Opposition MPs maintained their protest, alleging that the Prime Minister made inaccurate and factually incorrect statements during Sunday's House meeting regarding the Nepal-India border. As the obstruction continued, Speaker Dol Prasad Arial adjourned the second sitting of the day. Meanwhile, the second meeting of the National Assembly was adjourned until tomorrow without entering its scheduled agenda. During the first sitting of the upper house earlier today, parliamentarians speaking during the emergency hour had expressed disagreement with remarks made by Prime Minister Balendra Shah in House of Representatives meeting on Sunday. Their protest disrupted proceedings, prompting National Assembly Chairperson Naren Prasad Dahal to suspend the meeting for 20 minutes. As soon as the second meeting of the National Assembly resumed, the parliamentarians continued their protest, preventing the House from conducting its business. As a result, Chairperson Dahal announced the adjournment of the meeting until 1:15 p.m. tomorrow. A meeting of the House of Representatives held on Monday formed a three-member probe committee, citing House of Representative members behaved in an indecent and objectionable manner in the parliament meeting on Sunday. Speaker Dol Prasad Arial formed the probe committee under the coordination of House of Representative Secretary Prakash Adhikari, where the Chief of Internal Services and Planning and Chief of Technology Management Division of the Federal Parliament are members. The committee has been asked to submit the report regarding the incident within a week. Speaker Arial shared that some of the lawmakers behaved in an indecent and objectionable manner, resulting in physical damage during Sunday's parliament meeting. Parliamentary businesses scheduled for today were put off after opposition parties obstructed the House of Representatives proceedings. The House of Representatives will meet next at 1 p.m. tomorrow. Three people, including the driver, were killed and five others seriously injured when a Bolero jeep met with an accident in Bhairavi rural municipality of Dailek district. According to the district police office Dailek, the jeep was travelling from Surkhet to Kalikot when it crashed at Kalagoda in Bhairavi rural municipality 5. Police identified the deceased as 35-year-old driver Kalbahadur Rokaya of Subah Kalika rural municipality 5, 38-year-old Mitra Sunar of Subah Kalika 4, and 55-year-old Putlisara Bika of Subah Kalika 6. According to Police Inspector Lakshman Patsabhaiya, Information officer at the district police office Dailek, the injured were rescued from the accident site and taken to the district hospital Dailek for treatment. Police said the cause of the accident has not yet been determined. A probe committee led by district police chief Shravan Kumar Bika has been formed and an investigation into the incident is underway. Rashtriya Swatantra Party's chairperson Rabindranath Chane has left for India today on a 5-day visit at the invitation of the Bharatiya Janata Party. He has set out for New Delhi on behalf of the party after the formation of the government led by Rashtriya Swatantra Party. Lamichhani's entourage includes his wife Nikita Powder, party's Deputy General Secretary Bipin Kumar Acharya, Foreign Affairs Chief Deepak Bohra, and Personal Secretary Pradeep Acharya. It is believed that the official visit of the chairperson of the Rashtriya Swatantra Party, with nearly two-thirds of the seats in the House of Representatives, to friendly country India, will contribute to further deepen the bilateral relations between the two countries. Visiting Under Secretary of State for Public Diplomacy of the United States, Sarah B. Rogers, paid a courtesy call on Minister for Foreign Affairs Shishir Khanal at the Ministry on Monday. According to the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, discussions on the occasion were held on ways to further strengthening decades-long Nepal-US relations, with particular emphasis on enhanced cooperation in investment, trade, culture and tourism. Chief of Army Staff Ashok Raj Sigdal has said the Nepali Army's contribution to UN peacekeeping missions has played a significant role in promoting global peace. Speaking at a ceremony marking the International Day of UN Peacekeepers, he said the Army's professionalism and integrity have earned international recognition and brought pride to Nepal. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
हर एक टिप को लागी सब पैक यही पाए जहाँ जाऊँ कनेक्टेड रहोस इंटरनेट में सब कर दोस
डेटा वॉइस एसएमएस
सब इस बटन दे पाउनुस
नेपाल टेलीकॉम तो सहूलियत दर का पैकेज और खरीद करना #1415 #टाइल करने होस
नेपाल टेलीकॉम राष्ट्र को संचार
वेलकम बैक नाउ द रिमेनिंग न्यूज Finance Minister Dr. Swarnim Wagle said Nepal's GDP is projected to reach 7,458 billion rupees with the implementation of the next fiscal year's budget. At an interaction organized by Nepal Association of Financial Journalists, he said the government aims to collect around 1.6 trillion rupees in revenue in the upcoming fiscal year and expects economic growth of 7%. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 PM English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news update. Israel's Prime Minister has ordered attacks on the southern suburbs of Lebanon's capital Beirut as its conflict with the Iran-backed armed group Hezbollah escalates. The BBC cited Benjamin Netanyahu as saying terror targets in the Hezbollah stronghold of Daya would be struck in response to its rocket and drone attacks on Israeli civilians and other violations of a ceasefire announced in April that has failed to end the fighting. Soon afterwards, there were traffic jams on the roads out of the suburbs as many families tried to flee to safety. A Lebanese official said Beirut is relying on U.S. mediation to press Israel to stop violations and avoid further civilian casualties. U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio has proposed a gradual de-escalation plan while Israel said it ordered strikes on Dahiya in response to alleged ceasefire violations and attacks by Hezbollah. Malaysia on Monday began enforcing rules barring millions of children younger than 16 from owning social media accounts, joining a global effort to tighten online safety protections for young users. According to AP News Agency, the rules require social media platforms to implement age verification systems and block users under 16 from creating accounts. They apply to platforms with at least 8 million users, including Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube. Companies that fail to comply would face penalties of up to $2.5 million. But parents whose children manage to bypass the law will not be penalized. The government said the measures aim to protect children from harmful content, cyberbullying, and excessive platform use while not restricting their access to the internet and digital technology. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally cloudy over the Himalayan region of the country, while partly cloudy over the hilly region and mainly fair weather over the Tarai region. There is also a possibility of light rainfall and snowfall at one or two places in the hilly and Himalayan regions of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Opposition parties obstruct both houses of the federal parliament demanding clarification regarding Prime Minister Balendra Shah's statement. Committee formed to probe indecent behaviours of lawmakers in yesterday's House of Representatives meeting. Three people, including the driver, killed and five others seriously injured in jeep accident in Dilek's Bhairavi rural municipality. Rashtriya Swatantra Party's chairperson Rabila Michani in New Delhi for 5-day India visit. And Israel Prime Minister orders strikes on Beirut suburbs as Hezbollah conflict escalates. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.